Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, and of course, summer memories will be wrapped up in festivals for a lot of people. And Forest Fest is happening in Emo in Laois later on this month. And it's the, I suppose, it's the brainchild of our next guest, Philip Marr. How are you doing, Philip?
Hi, Ray. How are you? Thanks for having me in.
I better just tell people before we go on that you're a solicitor.
I am, yes.
Yes, yeah.
So for my sins.
Yeah. So you're not normally a sort of a festival organiser or a gig promoter. You are a solicitor.
Yes, solicitor is the normal day-to-day job. And I decided a number of years ago to go down this particular road. And it's working out pretty well. And looking forward to the festival.
Are you still soliciting?
Oh, I am. I came straight from the CCJ over here today. So, yeah.
Right, what's the CCJ?
The Courts of Criminal Justice.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Parquet Street.
Right, okay. So how did the sort of the festival organising come about then for you?
Well, look, I suppose I always loved music. And a number of years, I've been going to festivals for 30-odd years. And just myself and a couple of friends noticed the last 5 years that a lot of festivals weren't really geared towards the older client, 35 plus. And particularly, I went to a couple of festivals last year and it felt on the Tuesday afterwards that I had climbed Crowpatrick four or five times. So we said we'd sit down and maybe put together a package that would cater for people that were primarily over 30 with families, but, you know, wanted better facilities, easier to get into, get out of, and just make it more accessible and easier for people. So that's what we've done.
So this is your second year.
Yes.
You would have planned to do it in 2020, was it?
Yeah. We initially launched the plans in 2019. We had our press launch for the 2020 event on the 13th of March 2020. Right. So, like, obviously, within a week, obviously, that went.
And did you lose money as a result of that?
No.
No.
In fairness, all the acts were fantastic. All the technical people were fantastic. There was no issue and everybody stayed on board. And I think they really appreciated the fact that we let them keep their deposits. And they were absolutely dying to get going then last year. And we had a fantastic festival last July.
Yeah. So it's bigger and better this year?
Yeah.
Expanded?
Yeah.
Three-day festival,
Friday to the Sunday. Last year, we concentrated primarily on Irish acts, legends like The Stunning and Something Happens, Damien Dempsey and so forth. This year, we've gone for that as well, but we've also gone global and we're bringing in big international acts from the 80s, 90s and thousands, and also the best of new music as well.
I'd say your 16-year-old, 17-year-old self is really excited.
Absolutely.
Because these are the ones you listen to.
Absolutely.
And now you're on the phone to them.
Yeah, I'm like a kid in a candy shop, generally. Like, even one of your listeners mentioned about summer memories earlier on about listening to Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Right, yeah.
That's exactly, those are my summer memories.
Yes.
You know, running around guest houses and dancing to that kind of thing. And that's what we're going to be doing again next week.
So I've been to Emo before. It's a big old house.
Yeah, Emo Court, yeah.
Yeah, is there a sort of an amphitheatre in it, a natural amphitheatre? No.
There isn't, no, but the grounds are fantastic. Our event is taking place just beside that, literally within a stone's throw of it. It's on the same footprint, and the frame for our festival is the woods of Emo Court, basically, so hence the name Forest Fest.
Right. I'm looking at the lineup. Friday night, James, sit down or stand up, whatever you like. You'll have to stand up, probably.
Yeah.
Nick Kershaw. Oh, wow, jeez.
Yeah. Wouldn't
it be good, yeah? Peter Hook and The Light. Peter Hook, New Order, Joy Division. Now, that's a big get, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's one in particular that I'm really looking forward to going to. He's an absolute legend, and I saw him at the Isle of Wight there a couple of weeks ago, and they are match fit. Absolutely fantastic band, so really looking forward to that.
Yeah, and then Sister Sledge, come on, here
Lost
we go.
Music.
Everyone can see we're together as we walk on by, and we fly just like birds of a feather. I won't tell no lie. All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? Just let me stay for.
Of course, they had Lost the Music, as you say.
Yeah. The fantastic hits, Frankie. You know,
Frankie.
They're just great tunes. We have about, I think, 25 hen nights coming on the Saturday night. And just.
How do you know that?
Because They book it through me.
All right.
Yeah. And especially when they heard the Sister Sledge were coming, the likes of that very song there, they're all imagining just jumping around in groups and having a great time and yeah. with their disco boots on and so forth. So
big country, in a big country.
In a big country, yeah, they're coming in as well. Again, one of my absolute favourite bands from being a kid, like their poster was up on my wall.
Right.
So as I said, kid in a candy shop, when I got to do this, I said, big country, first on the team show.
Oh, here's this begs the question. Does your fandom colour your sort of business decision making?
In a way, it's a very good question. But really, I'm motivated by my own taste, effectively,
right.
and I'm just
I'm just taking a
risk on
so
it.
So you're going, I'm a 54-year-old solicitor with a dodgy hairline. I can say that because I have one too, and I hope that you enjoy the same music as I do. That's
basically it. And if you look at the list, I think you know it's a broad spectrum of stuff. So we have great acts. Yeah. Suzanne Vega is there as well.
By the butcher shop with a sawdust room. Don't give away the goods too soon is what you might have told me. And I tried so hard to resist when you held me in your handsome fist and reminded me of the night we kissed and of why I should be leaving. Bob Lane watches from the wall. Her mocking smile says it all. She records the rise and fall of every soldier passing. But the only soldier now is me. I'm fighting things I cannot see. My destiny that I am changing. Marlena on the wall.
Now, you know, how do you get these people? Is it about relationships and do you have to create something before, you know, do they sort of stand aside, look at you for a year and then decide if they're going to do it or not?
Yeah, and you've hit the nail on the head. Basically, last year with the event that we did it at a very, very high standard, and people that knew an awful lot more and still know an awful lot more about this industry than I do, told me to do everything really, really well the first year, and that would then open some doors to talk to other people this year. And because we were able to send them, you know, videos from last year and production values from last year and so forth, that opened all the doors to those amazing bands, and they were very, very happy to come on board.
When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm going to be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you.
Here we go, Philip.
Bye-bye.
Proclaimers on the Friday night, and you have a second stage this year.
Yeah, we've actually got four stages, but one of the four stages is the Forest Fla, and we're going to just shine a light on the best of up-and-coming traditional music, but also legends like Sharon Shannon, Paul Brady, Stockton's Wing, just amazing acts. So that's going to be just this centre of great crack, and I think it's going to get a bit crazy in there, to be honest with you. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. We wouldn't normally do something like this, but you have a great story. You have a great story to tell, and it's there's such a passion.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
I'm just like really enthused about the whole thing, and like obviously it's such a divergence from what I would normally do.
Yeah.
I suppose maybe that makes it interesting for people, and I suppose people would think I'm a little bit crazy, but and they're probably right. But anyway,
we've met before.
We have. Yeah. The last memory of you was chasing your backside as you were scoring a great try.
Did I?
Yeah.
That must have been the only one I ever scored.
Yeah, well, I used to play a lot of rugby against you, so like not too many lads can say they spent many of the Sunday chasing your backside through fields in Kildare.
God, if you have a memory of that, would you please tell me? Because I have no memory of scoring a great try. But anyway, okay. There you go.
Well, we'll give it to you today.
Yeah, thank you very much. So Forest Fest is the 21st to 23rd. It's Emo in County Leash. Brilliant lineup. And it's for, as you say, people over 35 and to whatever, all the way up. And great lineup, brilliant lineup.
Can I give a quick shout out to Bernie and Charlie from Montlody? They were our oldest participants last year, 85 years of age couple that have been going to concerts for 30 years.
Right.
And every morning they had a 99 for breakfast. I hope they're listening in.
I want to be them when I grow up.
Literally, that's what I said.
Thanks, Philip.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.